Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Now, thanks for joining us on Primetime. I'm Bharati Jagdish. The Great Resignation, which saw droves of workers leave their jobs or switch careers, may still be going strong, but here's another new workplace phenomenon, quiet quitting. The phenomenon is clearly not as quiet as it used to be, so many of us talking about it now. The term gained popularity on TikTok this month, and videos related to the topic amassed more than 354 million views and growing, I tell you. According to a resume builder survey in August, 1 in 10 employees say they currently put in less effort than they did 6 months ago. Also, 5% out of 1,000 people surveyed say they do less than what's required of them. The survey also showed that quiet quitters refuse to go above and beyond, not just because they are not compensated for the extra effort, but also because they think it will compromise their mental health and work-life balance. I think those are very valid concerns. Well, to talk more about this, we're joined by Frank Koo. He is head of APAC Talent Solutions at LinkedIn. Hi, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bharati. Great to be here.
So, Frank, not so quiet anymore, these quiet quitters. The thing is, some people might call them slackers, but this is not entirely accurate, is it? I mean, people are defining it as being willing to do the work they are paid to do, but just not going the extra mile. How do you define it, Frank?
Well, you know, in my view, there are two types of quiet quitters. One are those that really are having mental wellness challenges. They want to set boundaries. They want to make sure that they have good work-life balance. And they decide that, well, it's time for me to just do the necessary and not take on anything more because I want to enjoy life on the other hand. But at the same time, there are also others who, well, if they have been quiet quitting for a while, they're not motivated at what they do. Some of the reasons may be because employers are not treating them well. They decided to just do the bare minimum. So two types, and I think what you described just now was the first type, but there exists another type which of employees who are less engaged in what they're doing at the moment.
I think we have to remember that quiet quitters are not necessarily disengaged workers, though disengaged workers could certainly be quiet quitters, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, there are the disengaged workers can be quiet quitters. In fact, there was a bit of a report that was done by Gallup, even pre-pandemic, which says that only 1/3 of workers in the workforce across many different territories are engaged. So that's a bit horrendous because that means that 2/3 of workers generally are less engaged. And so there can be a couple of reasons. One is because they don't feel fulfilled in what they're doing. They don't find meaning and purpose in what they're doing. Secondly, they may be working in a fairly toxic environment where employers are not providing the necessary trust, care, and transparency for them to be able to voice the challenges and co-create the solutions.
We'll talk about the quiet quitters who are prioritizing their mental health and work-life balance in just a moment, because I think we really do need to recognize that what they are doing is not wrong. But let's talk about the quiet quitters of the second variety that you mentioned, the disengaged workers. Some experts say that these are just symptoms of bad leadership. It's about bad bosses, not necessarily about bad employees. So bosses have to motivate and inspire people to go the extra mile, right? Bosses have to be the ones to engage disengaged workers. If you as a leader can't do that, it's your own fault. What do you think, Frank?
Oh, well, I think definitely leaders have a part to play in ensuring that employees are engaged. Now, they play a very important role. First of all, by providing the necessary trust and care for the employees. For leaders who do not do that and just look at employees as just a resource, not a contributory element of the organization, which have their own needs and wants, then, it's difficult to say that employees are disengaged because, in the first place, the leaders are not taking the necessary measure and the necessary plans to actually help employees become more engaged. But on the other hand, there are also employees who may not have a growth mindset, may not want to develop the skills and take on new responsibility. So, you know, in a way, both of the employer or leader as well as the employee have a role to play in terms of engagement within the organization and a motivation to perform well, upskill themselves, which, as you know, Bharati, we all need to upskill all the time. At the same time, take on new responsibilities because either the roles that we undertake right now may change or the skills that are underlying the roles, they change as organizations transform themselves.
Yeah, and I think employees also have to understand that if they decide to quietly quit and stay that way, if they ever lose their current jobs and go to a new organization, it will not be acceptable, or it might be harder for them to get a job because they have been quietly quitting for the last 5 years or something to that effect and have not done anything to better themselves.
Indeed, indeed. Because if left untaken care of, it can become an endemic attitude by the employee. And it doesn't help because as you know that all of us want to be passionate about doing the things we do, want to find meaning and purpose in the things we do, be it at work or outside of work. So a quiet quitter who has been disengaged for a long time can lead to, unfortunately, lack of vitality and being languishing in what they do, both at work and at life, and instead of being in the flow. And this is not good for their happiness or eventually mental wellness.
Let's make a distinction between quiet quitters and disengaged workers for the purpose of this conversation, Frank, because we did say earlier that quiet quitters are not necessarily disengaged. They're just saying, I draw the line here. I want some work-life balance. So I'll do my work well and what's required of me. I just won't go the extra mile because I've got other concerns in my life as well. Let's talk about the disengaged. So you said that if one is disengaged, it clearly doesn't benefit you in the long term. So what would your advice be to these individuals? I mean, should they just then, you know, do a stock take and say, okay, maybe this isn't the job for me. I need to do something better. I need to do something that engages me more, or I just need to get a new boss?
I guess there are a couple of things that they can do to help themselves. Now, first of all, is really to truly establish, if really they do have mental wellness challenges, to truly establish certain boundaries for themselves, right? Know when to cut off of work, know how to take short breaks, right? And to this extent, actually employees have to go to support them through learning resources, workshops, to get them to have the knowledge to have self-care. The second thing I would say is that they need to be confident and comfortable enough to be open up to share about their challenges with their employers so that together both sides can co-create a solution that will be meaningful for the employee as well as for the employer. And thirdly, I think it's also important for people who are disengaged to really find a mentor, a coach, or even a network to support them to understand the reason why they're disengaged. Because like I say, most of us want to do a good day's work. We want to be motivated in what we do. We want to find meaning in what we do. So the question is, if this is not the case, why is it happening? And in fact, especially during the pandemic, we have seen on LinkedIn's platform quite a number of our members sharing their experiences, sharing the challenges, sharing how they've overcome them so that as to support other members going through a similar journey. So I think by leveraging both their own self-learning as well as the broader network, whether in LinkedIn or otherwise, a disengaged worker can come around and become more motivated, thereby helping not just themselves, but also the organization that they work for.
Let's talk about what bosses should be doing here, because we did say that the problem might actually lie with leaders within the organization who are just not able to engage and inspire. So what should organizations be doing in order to ensure that all leaders at whatever level are able to do all of this?
Yeah, that is a million-dollar question, Bharati. I think it's definitely the responsibility of especially the top leaders in every organization to build an open, transparent, and inclusive, as well as caring culture, so that the employees will feel that they can be open in sharing the challenges, that when the challenges are shared, they can be cared for. When they have any challenges along the way, whether at work or even at home, or if it includes mental wellness or skills gaps, that they can trust that the employer or the leader can take care of them. Now, with such partnership, then this will enable the employees to do well, and the leaders will then have the necessary skills and motivation to lead with conviction and with clarity. And in so doing, the organization definitely will progress.
Now, Frank, let's focus on quiet quitters as they have been defined. So they're not slackers. They're just saying, I'm not going to go the extra mile, but I will do what I am paid to do. And I'm not going to go the extra mile because I want to prioritize my mental health and well-being as well. So some of them have said, look, economic conditions play a part too. There is no reason for me to hustle because there are no promotion opportunities, no salary increments given the uncertain economic environment. So I'll just do what needs to be done. What would you say to that, to someone who says that's how they're thinking right now?
Well, Bharati, personally, I would take a step back and really question whether this observation is just a mere perception or whether it's reality. Because from what we have seen in LinkedIn's Global Talent Trend Survey, much to the contrary, we have seen that people are still looking for talent. Organizations are still looking for talent. The war on talent is too strong. There are still a lot of positions that are unfilled. So we know right now that organizations need good talent, need motivated people to work for them. Now, if the employee is someone with a growth mindset, willing to upskill himself, willing to take on new opportunities or responsibilities, if the role changes, they are able to take on new roles, then I'm very certain, whether it's promotional opportunities or increase in remuneration over time, that will not be an issue. That's because the war on talent is still very strong in many economies.
I think workers have to realize that whatever they do, they're doing it for their own growth. So you talked about the growth mindset, right? Whatever skills you develop at a job, you get to take those with you to another job and to maybe command an even higher salary. So you should focus on the fact that doing more actually benefits you personally, not just the company that you're working for, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as you know, Bharati, because of skills obsolescence, you know, what we are doing right now may be different from what we'll be doing in 3 years' time. So even by taking on the same role, the underlying skills will change. And therefore, it's important for us to, in better commas, do more, learn more, upskill ourselves, develop a progressive and growth mindset so that we can continue to become relevant regardless of whether the role has changed or whether an organization has transformed.
Frank, I do want to talk about the people who are prioritizing work-life balance. And if we look at the issue from their standpoint, why should we address quiet quitting? Why should work be the central focus of our lives? I mean, perhaps bosses should instead accept that their workers need better balance, and this is all they should expect from their employees, while distinguishing between disengaged workers and the people we are now referring to as quiet quitters.
Well, absolutely. By that definition of quiet quitters, Bharati, people who prioritize mental wellness and work-life balance, right, in what they do, this is something which the employer needs to be very, very mindful of. Because if an employer is able to provide the necessary wellness, care, concern, and have the strategy to ensure that all the employees are able to have the best mental health, the best physical health, in fact, the best financial health, then the employees will become happier. Productivity naturally will go up, even with so-called quiet quitters at work. At the same time, the company then becomes more progressive and society will thrive. So there is a connected effect from individual workers all the way to economic development and society's thriving if, let's say, employers are able to take care of the mental wellness of every individual.
By virtue of that, Frank, I propose that we stop calling them quiet quitters, this variety of individuals, right, who just want to prioritize their mental health and work-life balance. Quiet quitting has such a negative connotation, doesn't it? So maybe if we came up with better terminology, employers won't judge them so quickly. Their colleagues won't judge them so quickly.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I unfortunately haven't thought of a new term. Maybe some economists or mental wellness experts may have some great terms for this. But I mean, just call them balanced workers.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
People who are happy going to work and happy going back home and enjoying a fantastic work life. And if this happens, you know, our society will naturally thrive.
Thanks very much for that, Frank. Frank Koo is Head of APAC Talent Solutions at LinkedIn. Thanks for joining us on Primetime. And if you're listening to us now and you have a thought on quiet quitting, maybe you've quietly quit, whatever your definition, tell us as well, because clearly there are many. We want to hear from you, 8855-0893.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.